Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition,
you have saved an awful lot of lives.
President Obama visits police headquarters to thank the members of the NYPD who first responded to the Times Square car bomb. A sergeant in the department's immigrant outreach unit talks about how important the work of his unit is in a city as diverse as New York. May 1st was a balmy Saturday and a busy day even by Manhattan standards. The Times Square area, which hosts millions of visitors regularly, became the focal point of the country and quickly.
I'm Deputy Inspector John Nicholson of the Counterterrorism Bureau. This morning I will present an overview of the attempted car bombing in Times Square. On Saturday, May the 1st, at approximately 6:28 p.m., surveillance cameras record an image of a Nissan Pathfinder captured by surveillance cameras traveling westbound on 45th Street, crossing Times Square and 7th Avenue. The vehicle continues through the intersection and parks on the west corner of 45th Street and 7th Avenue. Several minutes later, street vendors who are in the vicinity selling their material notice smoke emanating from the vehicle. They summon and notify police officers who are on patrol in the vicinity. The officers notice the smoke emanating from the vehicle. They see the vehicle parked, four-wheel flashers flashing, engine running. And this begins the NYPD's emergency response. At this point, the area of Times Square, south from 43rd Street to north to 47th Street, from the east to 6th Avenue, to the west to 8th Avenue, becomes a secure perimeter as the officers who respond begin to evacuate the bystanders and set up that perimeter to control the emergency response. Also notified to respond are emergency personnel, emergency medical personnel, our emergency services unit, and of course our bomb squad and our bomb detectives. The bomb squad arrives at the scene, they conduct their examination of the vehicle in a preliminary fashion, and they determine the possibility of an improvised explosive device contained within the vehicle.
An auto crimes detective lifted the Pathfinder's vehicle identification number from its engine block, giving investigators the first signpost on the path to find the driver. Technicians with the NYPD bomb squad began the dangerous work of dismantling the parts of what would have created a fatal fireball.
There are multiple tools within the inventory of our bomb squad and our emergency service providers, one of them being the remote control robot. Utilizing the robot to assist in the entry of the vehicle and examination of the device provides certain level of security and safety to the bomb detectives. But unfortunately, it doesn't completely preclude the responsibilities and hazards of the job, as it becomes occasionally necessary for our bomb squad detectives, as in this case, to suit up and head on downrange and fully render the device safe. After utilizing these tools and these methods to gain entry to the vehicle and examine the device, our bomb squad detectives render the device safe and then have it safely transported from the scene for forensic examination.
NYPD detectives and FBI agents in the Joint Terrorist Task Force work continuously to capture Faisal Shahzad, a Pakistani-American living in Connecticut. He was arrested May 3rd and charged May 5th with five counts of terrorism.
From the time Faisal Shahzad drove into and across Broadway and parked that vehicle, so when he was apprehended last evening at the JFK airport, it was 53 hours and 20 minutes. Now, we know that Jack Bauer can do it in 24, but in the real world, 53 is a pretty good number.
Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly welcomed a very special guest to One Police Plaza on May 13th.
The work that NYPD does in coordination with state, local, federal officials when it comes to counterterrorism is a model for the country.
President Obama recognized the hard work of the NYPD team during a visit to the real-time crime center inside police headquarters.
My main message to you is that the country's proud of you. I know your mayor and your commissioner are proud of you. The president is proud of you.
The NYPD continues to remain vigilant against all developing and possible threats. And now to a new topic. Sergeant Rafet Awad heads the police department's new immigrant outreach unit, a specialized team of community liaisons formed by the police commissioner in 2003. The Immigrant Outreach Unit establishes and upholds positive community relations among the many individuals who move to New York from other countries. He speaks to us about some of the work they do.
Overwhelmingly, almost half the city is of new immigrant origin. Most recent census, 2000 census, has the city at 36% of the city is foreign-born. I'm going to start with, only because I speak that, I'm going to start with Arabic. Detective Nasser also speaks that. 26 dialects of the Arabic language. Then we have the Eastern European, which is Bosnian Yugoslavian, if that's the correct category. But he's from Montenegro, and he speaks about three dialects within that region, and they all differ. Then we have Officer Suktu, who speaks Mandarin, Chinese, Cantonese, Creole, Hispanic. And then Officer Mazhar actually speaks a few languages, Spanish, French, which I was surprised, Arabic, Spanish, and I think a little of Azerbaijanian and Turkish. I could start with the 7-2 precinct. It has a large Hispanic and growing Mexican community. It has, right at the edge of it, a very large growing Asian community off 8th Avenue, and it goes into the 6-6 precinct. The Asian community expanding also into the 6-8 precinct, for an example. And the 6-8 precinct has a large population of Arab Muslim. And I always say Arab Muslim because people always think Arab is Muslim, but it's not. We have a large Christian Arab community there. Then maybe I could go to, let's say, the 6-0, the 6-1 precinct, also in Brooklyn. Russian, Bosnian community, also the 9-4, Polish, Slavic in the 9-4 precinct and the 9-0 precinct. You got the 109 precinct, a very large growing Korean slash some Chinese, but mainly Korean neighborhood. Obviously, Uptown Manhattan, Dominican, Hispanic. The 114, nice mix over there, very diverse. Queens is the most diverse in, out of the five boroughs, as we know now. Brooklyn is next. We're a citywide unit, and we have jurisdiction all over the city. The fire in the Guatemala neighborhood, where it turned out to be an arson, but five people died. Their immigration status, I don't know, I don't care. But I know that some of them were afraid to come out. I mean, some of their families. We had a hard time identifying the bodies. We reached out to the local churches. We reached out to the consulate. We reached out to a funeral director. The consulate ended up paying to ship the bodies back. Police in the area, because the immigrant community really came out, just providing coverage at the funeral. It could be something as simple as that, or something as simple as a car accident. They don't even know where to start. A child got hit by a car. Where do you go? You know, just getting a police report. How do I do that? What do we do? So, I mean, there's many situations, but this is the most recent, biggest situation. You educate them of their rights and responsibilities. And in our presentations, we do that. A lot of them don't know how to interact with the police and what to do. You know, what is a crime? And it's of an immigrant community. They have no idea where to go, where to start. Our liaison, once we hear of it, we respond to them. If they need our assistance in any way, we help them. It may even be a little, just someone to talk to in their language. It goes a long way. When you build a relationship, you build trust. And once you have trust, they'll come to you, especially in the immigrant community, before they'll go to a cop that they already, from where they come from, they're already afraid of. And I've heard this. Do you believe the commanding officer, this is the captain of this precinct, came to our mosque just to say hello? To them, it's like, you know, the best thing in the world.
That was Sergeant Rafet Awad of the NYPD New Immigrant Outreach Unit. A word about our next video edition, on assignment with some of the anti-crime units working in Midtown Manhattan. Look for them and the entire Inside the NYPD video series on YouTube and the web. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.